Hilchos Pikadon, Halacha Hey, and the Kitei Halachos from the beginning. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Inyan Hadalad Shomrim, we're going to discuss the topic of the four different types of watchmen, Al Pi HaTorah Chodi Rabbi Shimon, based on the chapter in the Kitei Ran that begins with the words, Rabbi Shimon laughed, Rabbi Shimon was happy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, B'Simon Samach Aleph, chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Ayin Shom. Study that chapter, so you'll have a very good introduction to this halacha. V'hayotze Mishom Linyoneinu, to summarize what's discussed there that's related to what we're going to learn about is, Shetzrichim Loshuv Al Pegam Emunas Chachomim. Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes there that we need to do tshuva for pigomim that we've done in showing faith in tzaddikim. Vaideze nisrabim sforim kidoshim harbe shekulam tzrichim loilam. And when we do tshuva for our pigam and emunas chachomim, that causes a dramatic increase in the amount of sforim in the world. where these sforim are very much needed by the world. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that one of the main purposes of the Chachamim is the fact that they wrote commentaries on the Torah Shebichsav. The entire Torah Shebal Peh is a major commentary on the written Torah, whether it be the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, all the other sforim, everything. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when a person lacks Emunas Chachamim, then all of these sforim are baloney to him. They're all useless. What do I need this stuff for? It's all extra. That's when a person is lacking or deficient in Emunas Chachamim. When a person restores their Emunas Chachamim, suddenly all of these sforim become significant to him, and they take on value. And it's as if suddenly 100,000 new sforim came into the world, which before didn't exist for him. Before they were meaningless to him, and now suddenly they've taken on meaningfulness. Vaydezeh nishlemes ha-Torah, and that brings a shlemus to the Torah, because we know that the Torah shebichsav without the Torah shebal peh is incomplete, like a man without a woman is incomplete. V'nichleles ha-Torah bebechinas luchos oeven, and when the Torah achieves a shlemus, it merges into the stone tablets that it was originally given from. Bebechinas Evan Shesia, Kodesh Kodoshim. It becomes Nichlal in that special rock from which the world was founded, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. Shehu Bechinas Chochma Ilo, which is a term that's used to represent the upper Chochma. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains. Ki Hasechel Nikro Kodesh. V'chochmoilo b'chinas sechel ha-koilel d'mitamon oireis anafkes hu b'chinas kodesh ha-kodoshim. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, quoting the Zohar HaKodesh, that chochma is sometimes called kodesh, holy. There's a pasuk that says, kodesh Yisroel Hashem, reishis tivuosoi. The Jews are holy to Hashem, they are His first produce. Now we know that the term Reishis always refers to Chochma. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So from this pasuk we see that Reishis is called Kodesh also. So that the Zohar HaKodesh says Chochma is called Kodesh. There's another proof. There's a pasuk Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. And Bechor is again the first one. Bechor is Chochma. Reishis Chochma. Bechor means the firstborn. So Kodesh is a synonym for Chochma in many cases. Now, Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Kutei Moran says that each person's brain is a Bechina of Kodesh. Then you have the Tzadik Emes' brain, he's called the Sechel HaKoilel. He's the composite of everybody's brains put together. He's called Kodesh HaKodoshim. That's this concept of Kodesh HaKodoshim. So now, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ki HaSechel Nikro Kodesh. Sechel, regular Sechel, is called Kodesh. The Chochma Ilo, whereas the upper Chochma, Bechinas Sechel HaKoilel, which is called the super composite Sechel, Demitamon Oiraisanafkis, which is the place from which the Torah comes forth from, the Torah comes from that Sechel HaKoilel, hu bechinas kodesh kadoshim. That's called the Holy of Holies. Vaydeze nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim v'chol hadinim sheboilam. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that when you activate this sechel hakoilel that's called kodesh hakadoshim, that's how you're able to sweeten all the dinim of the world. You're able to fix all the problems of the world. Now, just to deviate for a second, based on what we've learned recently in one of the previous halachas, we saw that this is almost true, meaning that within 99.9%, and I shouldn't say that really, within a major part of the dinim and problems in the world, the tikkun for them is brains, sechel. We spoke about all the dinim and problems that come from shvira sakelim. There the tikkun was sechel, right? Sechel moichin. Whereas we said those problems that come from cholol aponui, we said there sechel is not the solution. There the hamtokas hadin will not be affected through sechel. There it's only through emuna that you'll affect that hamtokas hadin. But still, for the most part, Rabbi Nizal over there quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says kulhu b'machshava isbariru, that the vast, vast majority of midas hadin and problems and averis and everything gets its tikkun through machshava, which means through sechel, through Torah, that kind of thing. Ki ikar hamtokas kol din hu al yidei hasechel hashayach loy. Because Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Kuduman, the ability to sweeten a din is usually dependent on a particular sechel that din is related to. Avla al yidei sechel hakoylel mamtik kol min edinim sheboylem. But when a person has the sechel hakoylel, that's like a skeleton key that can open all locks. That can be mamtik any type of din in the world. When a person has that total composite sechel, that's koylel all types of sechel. Vafilu kishemamtikim hadin al yidei hasichliim protiim tzrichim gam kein lekabel mibchinas sechel hakoylel. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that even when a person is doing hamtoka sadinim via the individual sichliim, via the lower level sechels, those lower level sechels are never working on their own. They're always plugged in to that sechel hakoylel. They're drawing their energy from that sechel hakoylel. This is the concept of the 12 stones by Yaakov Avinu that all merged into one. That represents these sichlium protium being nichlal in the sechel hakoilel. Bebechinas even shesia. They were all merged into one rock, which was that even shesia, that ultimate rock, the rock from which the whole world was created. This is one of the major discussions in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal skips to the end of the chapter, where Rabbi Nizal over there speaks about Rosh Hashanah. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. And this is also the concept of coming to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. She'kol hanefoshois boim kol echod im tzimtzumoi v'sichloi. Each and every single individual person that comes to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah is coming with his own tzimtzum, meaning with his own dinim, with his own illnesses and his own tzaras and his own all kinds of tzimtzumim, and he's also bringing with him his own sechel, his moyach. Hopefully he did not leave his brain at home. He brought it with him and he took it with him to the tzaddik. V'nichlolim b'hat tzaddik huemes. And everybody that's coming to the tzaddik hopes to merge with the tzaddik, to become part of him. Shehu b'chinas sechel ha-koylel. The tzaddik represents that total sechel. Sheshom nimtokim kol minei dinim sheboylam, which is the place where you can be mamtik all types of din. Alkein, therefore, Rabbi Nizal says over there, Tzrichim elu hanefoshois lizoher ma'oid ma'oid sheyihye ahavo v'sholoim godol b'neihem. Those people that are coming to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, and they're coming with their tzimtzumim, and they want to merge into his seichel hakoylel, they better make sure that there's ahavo and sholoim godol b'neihem, that there's tremendous love and peace among all of them. Kidei sheyuchlu lehikol el yachad, so that they can merge together like those 12 stones had to blend together in order to become part of that Evan Shasir. nimshach simcha. And when there is that achdus, and there is that ahava among the talmidim and the tzaddik that are coming to him, this generates simcha. Bechinas oyer tzaddikim yismach. Because when the light of the tzaddik is given the ability to really shine the way it's supposed to, this seichel akolel, it explodes in simcha. Vize bechinas chodi Rabbi Shimon. This is what's meant when it says there in the Zohar Kodesh that Rabbi Shimon was sameach, he was happy. Posach v'omar, and he opened up and said, Hashem shomati shimacho yoresi. Hashem, I have heard your words, and I was filled with fear. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Tamon yeyus havo lemidchal. There, then it was appropriate to be afraid. Kize hamikro nemar al Rabbi Akiva v'talmidov, shenistalku al sheloi hoyo ahavo v'sholem b'neim. Because that posuk in Chavakuk, that posuk in the beginning of Chavakuk Hanovi, which begins with tefila lechavakuk al shegyonois, Hashem shomati shimacho yoresi, the Zohar HaKadosh shows that that posuk was hinting to the story of Rabbi Akiva and his students, the 24,000 students that passed away because there wasn't Ahava V'Sholem between them. Whereas the tikkun for them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal and his Talmidim, who said, Anan b'chavivusa talyanosa. Our success, our ability to correct the problem that Rabbi Akiva's students had is dependent on the mutual love between us. Anan b'chavivusa talyanosa. We are dependent, our success is dependent on our ahavo. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that chapter in Likut Imran, Teres Samach Aleph, very, very well, because that's the introduction and foundation for this halacha in Likut Halachos.
What does that mean? I know in Numan, basically, my intention was, you go, you come, whatever you feel, whatever you want, take yourself there. And you
have
no other group that you hang out with. Is that alright?
That's your impression, and I'm impressed differently. Meaning, I'll tell you what you'll read, in Yitz Hashem, you'll look in this Torah Likut Imran, and you'll look in the Parparois Lechochmo, Rav Nachman Shigarinzal talking on this chapter in Likut Imran, because this is one of the places where he goes big, and he explains in detail what's meant here and how this is felt. He describes how the Breslov in his time felt this and everything. That on the contrary, each Breslov that's coming to Rabbeinu Zal for Rosh Hashanah has to know that he's coming with his suitcase of tzimtzumim, of bayot, of problems, and he's also coming with his sechel haproti, which has the ability to provide solutions for some of his bayot, possibly even some of other people's bayot. However, we're taught that there is a sechel hakoilel, which is by the tzaddik emes, the kodesh hakodoshim, the evan shesia. Evan means a rock, and evan also means like a stone, a monument, you know, a matseva that's put on top of a grave. That's Rabbeinu Zal's Tzion, which is called Tzion Hamtzuyenis in the Hoshanis that we say on Sukkot, on the day of Rabbeinu Zal's Histalkus. That's the in Chutz Laretz they say Evan Shesia on that day. That's the one that they say, and in that it says for Tzadik it says Tzion Hamtzuyenis. That's what it's referring to. Each one of us has to know that one of the main reasons why we're coming to the Tzadik on Rosh Hashanah is because Rosh Hashanah is Yoim Hadin. And that's when all of our individual dinim is taking place, the judgment against each and every one of us individually, and the judgment against Klal Yisrael and against the whole world. That's the super day of din. And we need Hamtokas Adin. And therefore, Hamtokas Adin, the first most critical thing Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Kutumran you need is a brain. And that's why the Arizal says that the last thing that a Jew would want to do on Rosh Hashanah is sleep by day, even much, much worse than sleep. Get angry. Lose your temper on Rosh Hashanah. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Arizal, and in the Kisvei Arizal, Rav Nosson Zal mentions in Kotelochos that be careful to be super nizhar from kas on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yoim Hadin. And if you dare lose your temper, lose your cool on Rosh Hashanah, chas shom kas, you activate, you plug into that din, and you explode that din, chas shalom rachman otzlan, against oneself or against Klal Yisrael. So, and because kol hakoyes, the Gemara says, chochmosoi mestalekes mimeno. When you get angry, you lose your brains. You talk irrationally. You say what you don't want to say, what you don't mean to say, etc., etc. So therefore, and if we're being taught that the main ingredient for Hamtokas Adin is Sechel, you want to be careful not to get angry. That's the most important thing. And also not to sleep during the day, if at all, because sleep means the brain is, sleep is Heder Adas. You know, it's the opposite of the brain being active. That's number one. Now, Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in the Kutaman emphasized, though, that that's not good enough, man. If you're coming with your own Sechel HaProti and you just want to take your little wire and plug it into the computer and that's it, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't go. Because we're all interdependent on, we're all dependent on each other. You depend on him, and he depends on him, and he depends on you. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes there, the only way for everybody to be able to get plugged in properly to that Sechel HaKoilel is if there is genuine Ahava and Achdus and Shalom among all of them. That's the only way this is really going to work and really accomplish fully what it's supposed to. And therefore, we're told an example of this, just to show you how far this goes. Reb Nachman Shigrinzal, who was one of the most respected of Rav Nosson Zal's Talmidim as far as a goin in Torah, Talmud Chacham, learning, as far as I know, he was head and shoulders above everybody at his time, during his level. And it's brought that he, on Rosh Hashanah, would walk around the kibbutz looking into every person's face, not in a ridiculous, silly way, but he made it his business to look into each person's face, because he said each person, on a Talmud's face, you can see the face of the Rebbe. And he believed that Munah Shleima, that every single guy there has a piece of it. And not because he's the smartest, he has enough and he doesn't need someone else's face. He looked into each person's face to plug in. If he looked in, he didn't spit in his face. He looked in with Ahava, number one, for the purpose of plugging in with that person. He wanted to be Mekasher himself with each person there, because he understood that his plugging into this Sechel HaKoilel was dependent on his being plugged in with all the people around him. And these are very critical issues related to going to Rabbeinu Zal for Rosh Hashanah in terms of an attitude. And the fact that the Satan works out circumstances in a way to make this difficult, whether it be because of the physical difficulties in the circumstances or other issues, the fact that this one holds like this and this one holds like that, each one of us has to learn that Torah in the Kutaman, so that we understand how critical it is that we put aside our Narishkeiten and understand that this Rebbe is the Sechel HaKoilel, that the Tzadik Emes we believe is the Sechel HaKoilel, and in order to plug into him successfully, it's dependent on the Avon Sholem. Just like by Rabbi Akiva, B'kol HaKavod to Rabbi Akiva, as great as he was, his Talmidim didn't plug into each other, they got blown to smithereens. They had the biggest Rebbe, Kol HaKavod, it wasn't good enough. Their success with that Rebbe was dependent on the Avo, Sholem, and Achdus between each other.
4,000
people. 600,000 people did it at Matan Torah.
The Torah lost it four times.
They lost it more. They lost it all. This is the test. And this is one of the major themes of that chapter in the Kutaman. If you see, and you read how Rav Nachman Shigrinzal writes it, you're given a realization as to how important this is and how it's worth prepping yourself, it's worth davening for this, and it's worth trying to psych yourself to be ready that the Satan's going to try to do anything he can to get that guy to take your chair or to get that, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I just heard recently, it's worth saying something over, two, three days ago, I heard a story told over about one of Rav Nosson Zal's grandchildren, I believe it was, who had a certain mokum kavu in the shul. After his father passed away, he had that the father's place, you know, on Rosh Hashanah in the shul. At this one Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, one of the gvirim from Chirin was a city where they had wealthier people, and one of the people from Chirin that came to Uman for Rosh Hashanah went and took his seat. So his son, the son of the one whose seat it was, went over to this gvir in a nice way, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and told him, please don't take it the wrong way. That's my father's sin. My father sits there now. His father sat there before. He sits there now. So the Gvir reluctantly got up and left. Next morning, Rosh Hashanah morning, this Gvir went and took the seat again. As if, you know, he changed his mind. Go fly kite. So the son was about to go over again and say something to him. And the father said to him, stop. We have a Kabbalah from Rav Nosson Zal that anyone that makes machloikis by Rabbeinu Zal on Rosh Hashanah is not Moitzi Shnosa, it doesn't complete the year. So just sit down like a tata, I don't care where we're sitting, just sit down and behave yourself. And that Gevir didn't finish the year, period. Because it seems that his intent was wrong. It's not that it seems that he was looking for a fight, like he was looking, you know, and the last thing you want to do when you come to this Seichel HaKol for Rosh Hashanah is look for a fight. That's the furthest, you know, that's the opposite of coming to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. That's what this chapter on the Kutaman is all about. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas shemun." This whole discussion that Rabbeinu Zal talks about on the Kutaman is related to the topic of watchmen that are discussed in the Gemara in the Torah. Ki hashomer tzorich lishmoer hadovor mechesroinois vehezekois. A shomer is responsible to guard an item from any type of loss or damage. V'chol ha-hezekois boim mehadimim sheboim mehatzintzumim kishe'ein zoichen lahamtekoisom al yidei hasichliim hanimshochem al yidei kol ha-tikunim anam. All types of damage and harm and losses in the world, where does it come from? It comes from midas hadin. When the midas hadin doesn't have the proper sechel sweetening it and nullifying it, that results in all kinds of problems, damages and losses, etc. Hainu, which means, going back to the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, from what Rabbeinu Zal starts from, Hainu, alidei pegam emunas chachomim. What it's all based on originally is the emuna in the tzaddikim. Ki emuna hu bechinas shomer kemuva. Because we learned earlier that emuna is synonymous with malchus, emuna is synonymous with nukva, and emuna is a concept of shomer. Shomer is malchus also. Zohar v'shomer, zohar is zohar, shomer is nukva. Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of Yarizal, shehu bechinas midas laila. Emuna is the concept of night, is related to night. Bechinas ve'emunascha balelois, as it says in Tehillim, that emuna is associated with night. She'oz srichim shmira. We know at night time is the time when you usually have to watch, you know, need more protection, more watching. V'alkein mevorchin oz shomer amo Yisrael ad. This is why the final bracha in the tefillah of Mariv at night is Baruch Ato Hashem shomer amo Yisrael ad, the Hashem who watches over the Jewish people permanently. Ki ikar hashmira al yidei bechinas emuna, because the main thing that helps a person be watched is the emuna. V'alkein ikur koyach shel kol hashomrim lishmor hadavar mehezekas v'chesroinois hu al yidei emuna. Therefore, the main thing that gives a watchman the ability to watch something properly is his level of emuna. Hainu emunas chachomim shehu yisoid emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal says this refers specifically and especially to emuna in chachomim, which is the foundation of emuna. Kama shekosuv, as it says in a pasuk in Chumash, vayaminu b'Hashem uvemoyshe avdoi. They had faith in Hashem and his servant Moshe. There's no such thing as believing in Hashem and not believing in tzaddikim, not believing in the tzaddik. One without the other isn't an option. Ki al yedei emunas chachomim nisrabim hasforim shel haTorah Kedoshah v'nishlemes haTorah. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that Torah Likutei Moran, through emunas chachomim there's an increase in sforim. If a person believes in the chachomim, then he considers all of their sforim that they wrote as being significant and important. V'nishlemes haTorah, and their sforim give a shlemus to the written Torah. V'nimtokim kol atzintzumim v'chol adinim, and when the Torah becomes b'shlemus, that's hamtokas adinim. In other words, the Torah is the center of das. If a person is able to wrap around the Torah, the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, in a very solid way, by a person developing serious emunas chachomim, where he plugs the Torah Shebaal Peh into the Torah Shebichsav solidly, now that Torah is sholem. Now the das is b'shlemus. When the das and chachma is b'shlemus, that's super hamtoka sadinim. Va'oz kishanim tokim koladinim, and then when the dinim are nimtak, are sweetened, bevadai nishmar hadovar mikol hahezekois vachesroinois saboe meadinim. Once all the dinim are sweetened, then whatever article you're guarding is protected from all types of harm and damage. Ki ha-toyro shoymeres ha-koil, because the Torah guards everything. Ukemoy Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Talmud Chochem ein tzrichem l'netirusa. A Talmud Chochem does not require watching over, guarding. The Gemara says Talmud Chochemim are exempt from certain taxes that they pay for protecting the city. Police, fire, why? Because the Talmud Chochem doesn't need protection. Ki ha-Torah shomeres oisam. Because the Torah, which is the center of emuna, of sechel, that's the shmira. That's super shmira. The Torah, which is hamtokas hadinim, from which all damage and bayot comes from. So if a person is a Talmud, has the Torah b'shlemos, they don't have to worry, the shmira is b'shlemos. Alkein, ikar ha-shmira shel kol ho'ilom, im kol ashirusam v'chafotzeyem, ha-koil nimshach al-yidei emunas hachamim. Therefore, the main protection for the entire world and all the wealth and possessions of all of mankind comes via emunas chachomim, al yedei shema aminim b'shleimus b'tamid chachomim amitim shehem oiskim tomed lechadesh b'toyro ulaharbeis sforim toshim b'toyro lahashlemes ha-toyro shetienich leles b'bchinas chochmo ilo sech la-koylo shaydei zeh hamtokas kol minei dinim sheboilom shaydezem nishmar hakoel mikol mine hezekes vechesroinos. Through emunas chachomim, where a Jew believes solidly in the true talmidei chachomim, which are the ones that are constantly bringing forth new chidushim in Torah and bringing new sforim into the world in order to complete the Torah, in order to give the Torah more shlemos, so that the Torah should be able to be plugged in to its source. As the Torah becomes nishlam, it's able to plug in better to its origin, which is chochma ilo, sechel ha-koilel, which generates super hamtoka sadinim, which is the source of all damage and destruction and problems in the world. Avol tzrichim loze sheyihye avo v'sholim godol ben Yisrael. However, Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes in that chapter in Likutei Moran that in order for this emunas chachamim to work, in order for this sechel ha-koilel and these sechlium protim to plug in together properly, it requires ahavo v'sholoim godoil, a tremendous love and peace among Klal Yisrael, kedei sheyuchlelu kol hanefoshois yachad bat tzadik emes, so that all the nefoshois should merge with the tzadik emes, shehu b'chinas sechel ha-koilel, who represents this composite sechel, because each individual Jew is a concept of sechel prati. And when they unite together with love and with peace, and then they're able to plug into the tzaddik emes, who is sechel hakoilel, who is holy of holies, kodesh kodoshim. Then the tzaddik has the ability to sweeten all din across the board. This is why the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said that this rule, v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, is a very important rule in the Torah. Why is that word batoira? Why not say it's a very important rule? Why is he saying this is an important rule for the Torah? Ki bevadai ahava v'sholoim ben Yisrael hu klal godol batoira. Because what's important to emphasize here is that the love and peace among Klal Yisrael is very necessary for the Torah. Ki al yidei zeh mechlolin kol hanefoshos yachad. because that's how all the Jewish nefoshos become merged together and united. Bebechinas sechel hakoylo bechinas kodesh kodoshim. It's only when they're united that they're able to plug into this kodesh hakodoshim, into the tzaddik emes, the sechel hakoylo. Shemishom yoytzeis kol haTorah, which is the source. This sechel hakoylo is the source from which all Torah emanates. Shaydezeh nishlemes haTorah, and that's what brings a shlemus to the Torah. Nimtza, therefore, we see from this. Shekol shlemus vekiyum haTorah, that the entire shlemus, the entire success of the Torah, is alidezeh, is dependent on this. Alidezeh Yisrael oyavim zeh. It's dependent on the Jews loving each other. Alkein. That's why Rabbi Akiva worded it this way, where he said v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha ze klal gadol b'Torah, that this is a very important rule for the Torah. The Torah, which is the sechel, in order for that sechel to be effective, it's dependent on v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha. Just like by Matan Torah, we see in the Chumash that the prelude to Hashem giving the Torah to mankind was v'yichan shom Yisrael neged ohora, that it says the Jews rested there opposite the mountain, and it uses a singular terminology, Vayichan. It doesn't say Vayachanu, they rested. It says the Jewish people, he rested by the mountain. So the Gemara says, Ke'ishechot b'leivechot, like one person. Why? Why does that have to be written there? Because without that, the Torah wouldn't have happened. The ability of this Sechel HaKoel to do its thing is dependent on that Avo and Klolius of Kol Yisrael. Without it, the Torah is ineffective. And this fits in so perfectly with what we say many times, that the word Yisroel, Yud Shin Reish Aleph Lamed, is the first letters of Yesh Shishim Ribui Ois Yois La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah which are dependent on these 600,000 Jews. So that if you reject one guy, I like everybody in this room except that one guy with the purple nose, that's the only guy I don't like, then it's like a Sefer Torah where everything is perfect, just one letter is no good, which means the whole Torah is zero. You can't read from it, you can't use, it's almost useless, except for the Rambam, who holds it that you can in certain circumstances. But typically, normally, a Sefer Torah in which one ois is posel, gamarnu, finished. So that that's how seriously dependent the Torah is on the Klolius of the Nefoshes. The 600,000 Nefoshes of the Jews represent the 600,000 letters of the Torah. To the extent that they're united, to that extent the Torah happens. And if they're not united, the Torah doesn't happen. That's why Rabbi Nizal once said that one of the most important schoolers, if a person wants to have a real desire for learning, if a person wants to have hasmada, hasmada doesn't mean desire, how would you say it?
A perseverance,
in other words, for learning, to be able to have the energy to persevere in learning, Rabbi Nizal said, be careful not to talk against any Jew. That's the thing to watch out for. Because talking against a Jew means you're ixing a letter in the Torah. And when you ix a letter in the Torah is possible. Chas v'shalom. This is where you have, now, look how beautifully this fits in with what was mentioned before. Now note, do the letters in the Sefer Torah touch each other? What happens if two letters in the Sefer Torah mamish touch each other? The Sefer Torah is posel, which means achdus in Klal Yisrael doesn't mean sitting in the other guy's lap. Doesn't mean that. Each guy's allowed to have his own chair. Not allowed. He has to have his own chair. He's got to have his own dalet amos. He's got to have his own space to a certain extent. And if two are touching, it's posel. Meaning, in other words, there's a concept of maintaining a certain independence. Number one. Number two. We have words. A word is composed of five letters. And then you have another word composed of three letters. There is a concept of little pockets where you have these five people or these 20 people or these 30 who make up a group where they're closer friends. They're closer together than they are. They're closer to each other than they are to the other guys. But heaven help them if there's too much distance. In other words, within one word, if there's too much space, then it becomes two words. Sefer Torah is possible. Now within two words in the Sefer Torah, if there's too much distance, the Sefer Torah is possible. So there's a concept of leaving little space but yet not too much space. That
comes
from.
Don't commit to Abba Sisham in a certain respect. Because it is, we say that, like, you know, I have to say, but relations with men and women and relations with men and men are separate.
Of course.
So, like, two letters touching one another.
The Sefer Torah becomes possible.
And it's like, no.
Represents no space where there isn't a space.
In relations with another man, has a shalom as you would have with a woman.
Of course. And those too close, the concept of too close. Concept of not respecting each person's privacy.
Right.
Bilam praised the Yidden Matoivu Yalecho Yaakov that the tents didn't face each other. There has to be a certain nekud of privacy, and there has to be a certain nekud of achtus and ahavo and shalom.
There's
Orisi Moirim Somi, that the tzaddik, there's a posuk v'loikeach nefoshos chacham, that on one hand his job is to gather them together. So again, on one hand he's the one that brings who in the world, what logic, what reason, what rationale could bring together the mix of people that come together to the tzaddik other than the tzaddik himself? He's the one that gets them there. But he's not necessarily the one that gets them to like each other, not to stab each other, not to spit on each other, not to walk on each other. Some of it is dependent on the people themselves, where they have to be conscious of this and making the most incredible effort, you know, to realize how dependent we are on each other, how much you need that other guy. And if he isn't plugged in, you're not going to be plugged in either. If he doesn't have a bed, then your bed ain't worth nothing either. If he doesn't have a place to sit, then your chair ain't worth nothing either. To realize how much dependent the Hatzlocha is on this Ahava and Shalom.
Is the tzaddik ever treated differently?
For sure.
So when you speak Lashon Hara, you lose all your Torah.
Right.
Right.
You give away all your averus, Chas Shalom, all your mitzvahs to that person.
It's also a gam of bread.
Right.
So when the tzaddik ever is a tikkun of bread.
Right. Tikkun for everything. Ois Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas hachilukei dinim shebein dalet shoimrim." Based on this introduction, you're going to be able to understand the differences in halacha between the four different types of watchmen: shemer chinam, shemer socher, etc. Ki shemer chinam poter me'akol, because a shemer chinam, a person, a Jew who agrees to watch somebody else's possessions for free, is exempt from just about any type of damage. If the article gets stolen or lost, and he wasn't mamish negligent, he's exempt from payment. Ulehepech ha-shoyel, whereas on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have a shoyel who's somebody who borrows something from someone, and he's also a watchman, because if I borrow your car, I'm responsible to watch over it. Chayev bakoil, a shoyel is chayev, is liable in all types of problems, afilu ba'insin, even something that happens through circumstances beyond his control. V'shemer socher, v'hasocher, chayovim b'gneva v'aveda, upturim ba'insin. Whereas, a shemer socher, a person, a Jew who agrees to watch somebody else's possessions for payment, or a socher, a person who rents something from you, they're in between categories. They're chayiv in certain items. They're liable for theft or loss. And they're exempt in case of extenuating circumstances. Oinsen. And now watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki ikar hashmira al yidei hamtokas hatzintzumim al yidei kol hanal. Because we mentioned earlier that the main ability to protect things and to watch over them is based on sweetening the tzimtzum, based on what we explained earlier, she'ikroi toloi bi'ahava v'sholem ben Yisrael, where the most important thing it was dependent on is the love and peace among Yidden. Shaydezeh nichlolin yachad b'sechel ha'kolel, when there's ahava and sholem among Yidden, they're able to become plugged into this sechel ha'kolel, shemishom kol ha'hamtokos kanal, which is where everything gets sweetened, everything gets fixed up. Once you understand this, Rav Nosson Zal says, watch this now. V'yalkein ha-shemer chinom potur bakoil. Therefore, a Jew who agrees to watch somebody else's stuff for free, he's exempt from everything. Why? Ki hashomer chinam einoy mechuyev rak lishmer hadavar karoy b'lip shia. A shomer chinam is only required to watch over the thing to the extent that he doesn't do any obvious negligence. Ve'im afal pikein ira eze hezek v'chisorim badovar amufched etzloi. And if, without his being negligent, something went wrong, something happened, the thing got stolen, or it broke, or this, that, ein onu toilen hahezek boy. We do not blame him or hold him responsible for the harm. Why? Me'achar shehu shomer chinam. Because he agreed to watch this thing for free, not to take any payment for it, v'chi evatzmoi b'shmiras mamonei shel chaveroi b'chinam b'li shum schar, rak mitzad ahavo v'reyus shel chaveroi, he obligated himself to watch over that person's possession for free without taking any payment for it, but rather doing it out of love and friendship for the other Jew, v'kach roi liyos. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the way things are supposed to be among Yidden. Shekol echot mi Yisrael yehaves chaveiroi be'emes. Each and every single Jew should really love his fellow Jew. V'yihye mamoinoi shel chaveiroi choviv olav kishaloi. And your friend's money should be or possessions should be just as important to you as your own possessions. Not, I don't care, that guy left his light on in his car, well, it's not my problem, it's his problem. I gotta go to his house and tell him he left the light on in the car, what's it my business? The answer is, Kemo Shom Razal, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi Momoin Chavercho Chovivo Echo Kishaloch, that's not the way a Jew behaves. By a Jew, another Jew's money has to be as important to you as your own money. Exactly. Nimtza. So therefore we conclude, Shemitzidoi ein shum hezek, that this shomer chinam, if some damage happens, it certainly isn't his fault. Me'achar shebozeh hashmiro kiei mitzvah sviyahavta l'reacha kamoicha, because by his accepting to watch the other person's thing for free, he was certainly doing the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha solid, showing his love for a fellow Jew. Ki shomar momoin chaveroi b'li schar, because he agreed to watch his friend's possessions without any payment, rak me'ahavo levad, simply out of love for that person. V'alkein mitzidoi b'vadai hoyonichlo ba'sech la'koilel sheshom kol miriam tokois. Therefore, from his side, For sure, he is plugged into the Sechel HaKoilel, and his connection to the car or to whatever it is certainly plugged in properly to the Sechel HaKoilel, because he has shown his Ava and Sholem for another year. Shalidezeh Mizbatlin Kol HaZekos. And we learned before that when a person does that, all damages and everything become eliminated. V'al Kenim, therefore, Mitzidoi, Ein pega ve'ein hezek. From his side, there's no chance in the world of any damage or harm or anything like that happening. So that if damage or harm did happen, it certainly wasn't his fault. It certainly isn't something we should be blaming him whatsoever for. V'al kein hashem rechinam hu poter bakoil. That's why the Gemara says that hashem rechinam is poter from all types of liabilities, just about. Unless. You know, he did mamish negligence, you know, related to it. V'chein lehepach. And so too, if we look at the opposite extreme, hashoyel, if someone borrows, if Reuven borrows a car from Shimon, chayev bakoil, then Reuven is the one who's liable for all types of liabilities. Ki onu toilen kol hahezekois b'hashoyel. Because we blame all types of harm and damage on the borrower. V'loy behamashil shehishil kelo v'chafotz of l'chaveroi b'lishum kabol aschar rak mitzad ahavas reyim. We do not blame the lender, who was a wonderful, sweet guy. He was willing to lend his item to another Jew without any payment, without charging him anything for it, but rather purely out of love for a fellow Jew. Shekol echot miYisrael mechuyov leheite v'ligmoel chesedim chaveroi, fulfilling his obligation as a Jew, which is to do good, to share things, and to help your fellow Jew in any way that you can. Nimtza. So therefore, if we analyze this, shezeh hamashil kiyem avas chaverim koroi, this person who's lending his item to the other guy, he certainly fulfilled his obligations to Hashem and to the Torah 100%. He was mekayim the mitzvah of avas chaverim the right way. Alkein mitzidoi ein hezek kanal. Therefore, from his side, no harm or damage can possibly be caused to this item. Alkein einonu toilin shum hezek b'hamashil kiim b'hashoyel. Therefore, we don't blame the lender for any harm or damage that happens, but rather it's the borrower that's liable for any type of harm or problem that happens. Why? Shekol hano sheloi. Because it's the borrower that got all the benefits. Shekibel kol hanoas hachefetz mechaveroi bechinam. Because he was given the usage of that item for free, completely for free. V'harei chaveroi kiyem be'esek zeh mitzvas avas chaverim koroi. Which shows that the one who lent him the item fulfilled the mitzvah of showing love to a Jew 100%. Shemitzidoi betelim kol ha'azekos. Therefore, from the lender's side, there's no possibility of damage or harm coming, since by him the ahava is b'shlemus and everything. Avol b'hashoyel lo ra'inu sheviter lechaveroi machmas avo klolius. Whereas the borrower, we have not seen him showing his willingness to do anything good for any Jew. Alkein onu toilin kol achrayes ha'azekos b'hashoyel v'loi b'amashil kanal. Therefore, we blame and hold responsible for any harm the one who's borrowing, not the lender. The canal, as we explained earlier.